Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
2 years ago, the Nat Moore Trophy was born, and it was awesome. The whole year, watching some of the top players, interviews, and just it was great. Last year, obviously, hell had to put it on hold because of COVID, but it is back. And I will tell you this, CBS4 and the Dolphins and everybody's working extremely hard on this event. That was a real showcase event 2 years ago. And somebody who's been right on top of it from the beginning, CBS4 sports anchor Mike Cugno. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Anytime, Blue. Happy to be on.
This is a great thing. I mean, I remember when I was first approached about it, you know, and talking about the, you know, the award and to award it not just on the merit of somebody running or tackling, but everything that that person may do inside and outside the classroom, as well as some of the community service and some of the organizations that they help. And it's kind of like the same thing that Nat Moore was known for, just, you know, especially when he played for the Dolphins and after the Dolphins, he's been such a great ambassador, not only for the city of Miami and South Florida, but also, you know, everything he's been associated with. Talk about that and how it's become to the point where everybody's involved now.
Yeah. We really like featuring these kids. And I think what we've learned in doing so is how well-rounded many of them are, especially when it comes to school and, you know, just love for their teammates, stuff like that. A lot of them are really dedicated athletes, obviously, but a lot of them have big future plans. And, you know, the hope is with those future plans, they go on and help others. But so far we've loved what we've seen. A lot of kids going to some really good schools. The first year we did this, Xavier Restrepo was one of the kids we featured, and you know, he was a kid who could have gone to Ivy League had he chose to go and do so. And we're just, you know, stuff like that. It's really cool to see that these guys are more than just, you know, helmets and pads and recruiting stars and rankings. You know, these are real kids, and they have plans outside of football as well.
Yeah, well, and as you said, you find out a lot of things about him. I remember the young offensive lineman from New Orleans who went to Florida, now I believe is at Miami, 2 years ago. You find out he could cook, and that he loved cooking. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, in watching your interviews with him, whether it be Parrish or Cheney, I mean, you got to remember, look who those Final Four were up there. Some pretty decent football talent that we brought on, and the young man from St. Thomas Aquinas, who's at University of Florida as well now.
Derek Wingo,
I mean, exactly. So what you've done, and what narrowing them down, obviously the vote is very important, and you want to urge people to vote, but you kind of showcase some of the top kids and some of the guys that everybody knows about, but you look past that they could catch or just tackle, some of the feature things, playing piano or loving chemistry or things like that. That's the important part of this, because I think when the Nat Moore Award was introduced, it was done with the idea of making this award somewhat of what Nat was. And here's a guy who was a very intelligent man who, you know, had interest outside of football. And, you know, and that's, you know, like the community and always making his community better. Talk about that, because I think that when you're doing those interviews, I think, you know, as a reporter, or just a fan, to hear that, you know, a kid who's running a 4.3 and getting 2,400 yards is also somebody who loves science. You know, I mean, you know, those are always good.
So one of them that actually sticks out is Jalen Marshall from Central. You know, he wanted to go to Georgia Tech, and I asked him, like, hey, you know, what do you want to do when you get older. And he goes, I want to be a nutritionist. He goes, I love learning about the nutritional values of fruits and vegetables. And he's like, I want to be able to tell my family the right way to eat. Cause he's like, I want to be able to have them live healthy, long lives. And I just found that, you just find that some of those stories so interesting. Like, everyone's got like their thing that makes them tick. I've learned a lot of kids love fishing, and and there are some kids who have never been fishing before, and they're like, I find it interesting. I watch fishing YouTube videos all the time, but I've never actually been, on a boat or held a rod. And so these kids really do have interests, well outside of football. And some of them are, putting that interest, they're going to implement it when they get older. One kid told us he wanted to be a surgeon, and he just like loves going on YouTube and watching surgeries that, med students are watching, to study. And he likes to go in and just kind of watch. And he's in high school and he's doing that, you see these kids tackling, making interceptions, touchdowns, throwing deep balls, all this stuff, blocking. You don't know that, in his spare time, when they're not watching film on football, they're watching, how to repair a torn ACL. And it's just, it's fascinating. And we love telling those stories. We love finding out about kids that way. And it's just so interesting. It was probably the one thing I didn't expect when we started this 2 years ago, that we were going to see this side of these athletes.
Yeah. No, and I like that. I mean, and I think the fans do too, because everybody kind of knows that these kids can run and tackle and block, but, what else do they do? And, this class of 22, especially in South Florida, where you have kids like Shamar Stewart, as we talked about, mm-hmm. and Kenyatta Jackson and guys like that who are really talented, and Wesley Bissaint out of Central and Marvin Jones Jr. I mean, there's so much talent. I mean, you could go on. I mean, the list could go on from Nigel Lee Kelly, a kid out of Dillard who's just a tremendous athlete. And obviously you have a legacy in Earl Little Jr., whose father played at the University of Miami, played in the NFL, played at North Miami. I mean, this is one of those years, not unlike last year or the year before, where you have so much talent. I mean, you have kids, but I can prepare you for the 23 class, because I'll tell you what, that 23 class is crazy as well. I mean, and I know that you follow FSU, and we just devoted a nice little block to them with Omar Graham Jr., who's one of the kids that I had an opportunity to watch a couple of times. And this is a guy that walks into Florida State, and because of his size and athleticism, and because he's an intelligent kid, they're going to find a place for him right away. And that was what I try to tell people. That's how you recruit. You just don't recruit on a kid that can run and tackle, because what good is he going to do you, when he's, if he's never going to graduate, he's never going to make your school better than it is right now. And somebody like Omar, and then Andre Fernandez, who's been covering FSU, I mean, it gives a good insight. And you take a look at some of these legacies, that have an opportunity to go to where their father played football. Some of them work out, some of them don't. Some of them don't go. I mean, there's a ton of kids, like Chris Collinsworth's kid never went. He went to Notre Dame. He never went to Florida like he did. Talk about that, because, I mean, you have so much talent down here, Mike, and there's so many legacies down here. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this year was kind of unique in the sense that there were a lot of legacy kids, whether it was Marvin Jones or Earl Little, or even, Jason Taylor's son, Mason, who was playing a completely different position from his dad. And that in itself was, like, an interesting story. That everyone wanted him to play defensive end, and someone was like, "Hey, you're really fast. You love to run track. Why don't we see if you can catch?" Then all of a sudden he becomes one of the top tight ends in the country, and you're like, "Okay, well, is he kind of, I don't know, profiting off his last name?"
Yeah, no, I understand
the way to put it. But then you watch him on a St. Thomas plays a national game, and he absolutely goes out there and dominates.
Yeah.
Has eight catches for 130 yards. And you're like, man, like it's no joke. The legacies, Julian Armella is another one, his dad played, I believe, at FSU as well.
Yes,
there
he did.
Are,
yes,
you know, I'm feeling old now watching Asante Samuel's son and Patrick Surtain's son in the NFL, and now I'm really starting to feel old now that some of these other kids are making their way to college.
I hear you, Mike. Let everybody know how they have a chance to vote for the Nat Moore Trophy.
Yeah, go to natmoretrophy.com. That's the website to go to. I'm not sure if nominations are still open. We are a little late in the process, but you can certainly go on there and vote.
Just
and
check
December
it out.
4th. Yeah, December 14th, we'll be at Hard Rock Stadium again, making our second pick, and we'll see who gets nominated and eventually wins. And you know, Lou, we have a tough job coming up soon of having to whittle this down to four players, which is always fun, but always you always feel bad because you'd like to recognize all of them. But yeah, it's another talented pool, that's for sure.
Good stuff. Thanks, Mike. Get your dog. Get your dog walked in, man.
Because
he's driving you nuts.
He's dragging me around the sidewalk right now. He's like, "Get off the radio. Come on, let's go."
All right, man. We'll let you go. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.